ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Let's talk science with Belinda Smith. Hi, Belinda.
Hello, PK.
But before we get stuck into the stories, I'll remind everyone of the brain teaser and then we'll find out the answer. Which is the odd word out? Balsamic, convicted, downswing, fantastic, shoulders, unawares. What is it?
Well, it's shoulders. And that's because if you lop the first three and final three letters off each word, you get an Australian state. So you get SA, it's in the middle of balsamic. Mm-hmm. NSW's in the middle of downswing. Vic in convicted. Shoulders gives you ULD, but not QLD.
WA, unawares?
Yep, that's right. So they're all there, Taz and fantastic. And this one, the idea for this one came from Peter from Warners Bay, who wrote into the science inbox. And got a couple of people that got it right and showed their working. So Andrew from West Ryde and Ian from Perth, well done.
Well done. All right, let's get to the science now. And a Sumatran orangutan has been spotted self-medicating. What?
I know, it's like Planet of the Apes, right? So, yes, this male orangutan in northern Sumatra called Rakus was found smearing some plant material onto an open wound on his face. So researchers found him in a tree a couple of years ago with an open wound just under his right eye. Mm. He'd been gouged out. He'd got into a scrap with some other male orangutan. And he sought out a particular climbing tree, ate some of the leaves, and then scooped some of the juice out of his mouth and smeared it on the wound. And then he got some of the pulp, the leafy salivary pulp, and sort of smashed it into his wound as like a dressing. And over the next couple of days, there was no infection. The wound healed over. And within a few weeks, it was completely healed. And it's just got a tiny little scar. So this is the first time that a wild animal has been seen using a plant which has known medicinal properties to treat an open wound. I mean, it's used in traditional medicine for its pain relief properties, anti-inflammatory, antibacterial. So it's, you know, it's a potent plant in that respect.
And why do they think this was intentional self-medicating? Yeah. Because obviously it had this impact, but do we know he, how do we know he knew?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't ask him, I guess.
No, you can't say, hey, how did you know this would resolve your problem?
But there are some clues. So the fact that he just treated that wound, it's not like he smeared this leafy matter all over his face and body. It was just localised to that little patch. Like, he's the first one that they've seen use this plant in this way. There might be others. These male orangutans, they're solitary animals, so maybe he learnt it elsewhere from when he was younger. But that also raises the question, is did orangutans figure this out first and then teach humans, or did the orangutans learn from humans living in the area? Mm. We don't know.
Amazing. Okay, let's move to another story. If you're looking for an excuse to get up early this weekend or stay out super late, there's a meteor shower.
There is, yeah, the Eta Aquarids. So they come around every May, and we have them because of Halley's Comet. So Halley's Comet whips around the sun in our patch of the solar system once every 76 years. Mm. And as it does so, it warms up a bit, bits drop off it, bits of sand, dust, pebbles, gravelly stuff. And then every May and every October, Earth's path sweeps through that debris trail. And as those little bits enter our atmosphere, they burn up and we see them as shooting stars. And so this May, it looks like it's going to be a particularly good shower, good show. Some astronomers think that the gas giant planet Jupiter, its movements might have sort of herded some of that debris into Earth's path, so we might see more shooting stars than normal. But what will help is the fact that this one coincides with a new moon. So this time last year, we had a full moon, and having that big bright light in the sky meant that it washed out a lot of the fainter shooting stars. But this year, the moon will either be very tiny or almost non-existent. And so we'll have a nice dark sky to see all these shooting stars. So we might see, you know, 20, maybe even 30 an hour, which is quite a lot. But if you do want to see them, you got to get up. Got to get up early.
How early?
3 a.m. Until dawn.
Piece of cake.
I mean,
piece of cake.
It's fine for you, I guess. But you look to the east and then slightly to the left. And it'll appear to be sort of all coming from one spot. So it'll look like sort of looking down the barrel of shooting stars coming out. given that it's going to be a pretty good show, this is, might be one of the best ones in recent years.
Right, so it's worth getting
so
up.
So it might be worth setting the alarm for.
Yeah, it sounds very much like it's worth it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Belinda, thanks.
No worries.
For more on that meteor shower and all the science news, be sure to check out the science section of the ABC News website. This is ABC RN Breakfast.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.